Four city council candidates and two mayoral candidates walked the Miners' Day parade on Monday, handing out reusable bags, taking hold of the announcer's microphone to share a bit of a campaign platform, waving to supporters and probably kissing a few babies. Each candidate was flanked by supporters, some specifically chosen for their clout and credibility around town. While the mayor's race between Andy Bierman and Jack Thomas had no primary election, and those two will face off only in the November general election, the four city council candidates walked the parade after being selected in the recent primary election. Election official Sharon Bauman says the August primary had a turnout of 589 voters, about 10% of all registered voters.
We have 5,470 registered voters, and our turnout for the primary election was 10.6%. Actually, that's a pretty good percentage for a primary. I belong to an association of city recorders, and they had ranges of 5% up to 20%. So, you know, 10% is, it doesn't sound very good, but for a primary, and it's a municipal election, not a presidential, it's a pretty good turnout.
She says the primary, once certified, had a slightly different outcome than originally stated due to an election night error.
We did have a counting error on election night, and we discovered that once the memory cards were run. And I checked the ballot, I checked the memory card totals against the machine, the paper totals that I have, and found the error. Okay. And so we corrected that.
The error, when corrected, had incumbent Cindy Matsumoto coming in second in the number of primary votes after incumbent Alex Budwinski. Matsumoto was followed by Mary Windsor and finally Tim Henney. Bauman notes that the difference between the top vote-getter Budwinski and the fourth, Henney, was only 52 votes. Provisional and absentee ballots made a several vote difference for all candidates once counted after election night. Bauman says in the end, top city council candidates were separated by few votes. She says there have been very close races and voluntary recounts have been done in the past. That's why she says every vote does matter.
But I know that in the past there have been some close races where they, counted the ballots more than once. I don't think we ever had anyone request a recount, but they just, as a matter of course, on election night, they double-checked, you know, the numbers because they were close.
That's Park City Municipal election official Sharon Bauman. She says she likes to see the election season getting under full swing, and she hopes for a greater than 25% turnout in November, still a paltry number of registered voters. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.